All right, let's get to this technology. The BBC reports this. Two of the biggest US phone firms have agreed a government request to delay the rollout of 5G services that should have happened this last week. US Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and the Federal Aviation Administration made the request over concerns about aviation safety. Plane makers have been warning that C-band spectrum 5G wireless signals may interfere with sensitive aircraft electronics and could disrupt flights. AT&T and Verizon initially rejected the delay request before reversing. Big story. Didn't really make the news much over here. It's significant, I think. Gadget Detective Fevzi Turkalp is here. Happy New Year, Fevzi.
Happy New Year to you too.
So, look, this is a potentially a big story. What do you know about it?
Okay, so 5G is the latest generation of mobile phone data communication, and it uses different frequencies. And one of those frequencies, as you mentioned, is the C-band spectrum. Companies like AT&T and Verizon have paid the US government something like $67 billion for the rights to those frequencies. Now they're getting caught up with the fact that those frequencies may potentially interfere with some aspects of aviation, which kind of, if I'd paid $67 billion, I'd be a bit annoyed at this point, because obviously they should have made available frequencies that were deemed to be safe. So this is
a
problem.
It's ludicrous, isn't it, that we've known about 5G for years now. It's in operation in many places.
Absolutely.
Who are the people who are claiming that it might interfere with avionics?
Well, it's the airlines and the FAA in America. So this C-band spectrum is also used by altimeters on aircraft. So this is the device that, let's say an aircraft is trying to land in fog and it can't, you know, do a visual check of where the ground is. It uses the altimeter to check how high they are off the ground at any given time. And obviously it uses certain frequencies, and that frequency is in the C-band. So it is at least theoretically possible that the altimeter of an aircraft could be confused by a 5G mobile phone signal. I have to say, 5G and aircraft currently exist in about 40 countries, and there are steps that can be used to mitigate. For example, they could reduce the power of 5G transmitters in the immediate area of airports.
And presumably make them even more directional.
Yeah, they could also point them away from the airports. Of course, that would mean that the service in the airport would be not as good, but if it means that planes are safer, that's great. It beggars belief, because this is the second delay, and the airlines, the mobile phone companies had been refusing a second delay, because this was originally due to go live in December, and then they delayed it to last Wednesday, and now they're given another 2 weeks delay. And I don't know what the airlines think that they're going to manage in 2 weeks. I suspect they're trying to negotiate in those 2 weeks rather than mitigate technically, because there's nothing they can really do in a two-week period. It is interesting. It's disappointing that it's got to this point and there still isn't a conclusion. This should have been dealt with even before those 5G licenses were auctioned off.
Okay, let's move on to this. Daily Mail reported this week, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Brooks Nader has revealed, according to the Daily Mail, she was stalked for 5 hours using an Apple AirTag. Brooks said she had the scariest moment of her life after discovering that somebody'd secretly slipped one of the tracking devices into her coat pocket while she was out at a bar in New York with friends on Wednesday. What's an Apple AirTag, and how can this happen?
So an Apple AirTag is a device that's a little bit larger than a coin. Imagine a sort of slightly fat saucer-shaped coin, and it's designed to go on something like your keyring or anything that you don't want to lose, because it allows you to track the tag and get back your keys or whatever. And it's quite clever, because it's not just, track it around your house. You know, if you drop your keys outside, or you could tag your own car, for example, it allows you to use the network of iPhones and other Apple devices out in the community to track it. So you can track it virtually anywhere in the world. People have popped them in envelopes and posted them and tracked their path through the postal system. So it's really quite clever technology, a very good legitimate use. Unfortunately, there's very little to stop someone popping one of these into someone's pocket, or one of the things that Apple have had is that it's also car thieves are using it. So if a car thief sees a high-end, high-value car, they tag it with one of the air tags. They wait till the driver goes home, and then they steal it off their driveway overnight. So it is problematic. Apple have already tried to mitigate the problem by updating the software so that after a number of hours of being outside the immediate range of the user, it starts beeping, but it doesn't do it immediately. And you know, the beep is quite quiet. So if it's
right.
Been well,
so the answer to that is reduce the time and make the beep louder.
Yeah, but then that interferes with the intended use of the device because it becomes irritating and annoying. The other thing is, if you are an iPhone user, your iPhone can detect one of these AirTags in your area, which is not yours, because that's, you know, that's a safety feature as well. But if you're an Android user, maybe not so easy to do that. So I don't know how Apple are going to get around this. I suppose it's more of a problem because the Apple system works so well because there are so many iPhones and things out there. Let's not forget, though, that this is not completely new technology. There is the Tile system, T-I-L-E, that has been doing a very similar thing with its own network for some time. And there is, a tracking device is a tracking device, and there's not huge ways to mitigate it. It will either work or it won't.
Right. So you've just got to be, it seems to me, the only way to mitigate this completely is to check your car, check yourself all the time, which is a little bit depressing, really. I suppose we'll only hear more about this if somebody decides to take a case to court.
Yeah, I did hear news that Apple was going to do an Android app that would allow users to detect the tags as well, and I suspect that is the way forward. Apple users can already detect other people's tags in their vicinity.
Right. So we need a tag detector.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way forward.
Gee whiz. Very, very rapidly, because we are the sands of time, the hourglass of time is moving rapidly. BBC reported, and others, Asus, big computer firm, forced to issue a product recall after reports from some users that some motherboards were melting. According to the BBC report that I have, the H, or rather the Z690 Hero motherboards were burning and producing smoke, according to this report. What do you know?
Yeah, so Asus, A-S-U-S, are the manufacturers of electronic components that go inside PCs. They're one of the best manufacturers of these sort of high-end motherboards. And a motherboard is the main circuit board of a computer into which you plug the processor and the memory and everything else. So that's the main circuit board. And, you know, this is a gaming circuit board. These ROG Maximus Z690 Hero motherboards are meant for gaming. You know, they cost hundreds of pounds. They're not cheap.
And they've got
devices.
To be quick.
Yeah, and what they do is they unfortunately seem to have an error on them that can cause them to catch fire. So if you've got one of these motherboards, or you think you may, go to the asus.com website and punch in your serial number and see if your device is affected. There is a recall. You can get a refund.
I know of somebody who's got a computer made that may have this chip in it, 15 months old. Can you still be part of that recall if the thing is out of the 12-month warranty?
Yeah, this is nothing to do with warranty because it will be a fault that existed
from
manufacturing. Yeah, and it applies to units manufactured in 2021. I'm going to tweet out, after this, I'm going to tweet out the part number and how to actually check this on Twitter at Gadget Detective.
And presumably, you'll also talk about it on your brand new podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. So the podcast has been out for a while, but we've put in quite a lot of work into making it available on just about every podcast platform. So, you know, Google Podcasts, Apple, etc. But the thing that I love the most, and I never used to listen to my own podcast, and now I do, because it's now on Amazon Echo units. If you say, Alexa, play Gadget Fancy. Detective Podcast. No, if you say, Alexa, play Gadget Detective Podcast, it does it. And then you can play the previous one and you can go back. And I just love it. It's almost like it's proper radio. It's fab.
Fevzi, there you are. You see, you're doing what I've been doing for years. You've got to take charge, Fevzi.
Oh,
be independent.
Thank you. Well, thank you for your inspiration, Howard. I do appreciate it.
Oh, we'll talk again. Fevzi, and look out for the Gadget Detective podcast. Ask Alexa.